In some countries, people often think they are at the mercy of corruption and that it's just a way of life. In observance of International Anti-Corruption Day this Monday, the 9th of December, the UN Development Programme, UNDP, and the UN Office on Drugs and Crime, UNODC, are calling on ordinary citizens to say no to the crime. Under the theme Zero Corruption, 100% Development, they've launched a global campaign focusing on how corruption hinders efforts to achieve the Millennium Development Goals. UN Radio's Jocelyn Sambira talks about this with UNDP Anti-Corruption Advisor Israel Marañón.
If the expectations we have are correct, we are planning to reach around 200 million people across the world through different kind of activities. I think that is important for us because we work in countries where otherwise it's very difficult to have these kind of messages out in the public. It's not only activities that will last only one day, but some of them also include future activities to make sure that the anti-corruption fight messages begins to be listened to in those countries.
I think many people know that corruption is bad for the economy in general. So explain to us a bit how it affects development.
Well, since the Millennium Development Goals were established, one of the biggest hurdles is corruption. Why? Because an important part of resources, and by resources I mean money that we receive from donors, and we use that money to put in place programs and projects to fight corruption. We have found that part of those resources, they never get to the final person. They get lost in the middle. And by lost, I mean they are stolen by corrupted people that are part of that chain. If we manage to fight corruption, that means that we will save those resources that we already have, but they never get to the final destination because they are lost in the middle by corrupted practices. So that's the message, and that's what UNDP is working on hard, trying to mainstream anti-corruption measures into the Millennium Development Goals.
Just to get an idea how serious is this problem, is there a figure that's estimated?
Transparency International just released its latest map, and there you can see where your country is in the list of corrupted countries. I want to stress the fact that this is not only a problem or a part of the world, but this problem exists everywhere, even in the first world of developed countries. But of course, the less control you have, the more corrupted practices you can have. So those that have the power to decide about what to do with the money that they receive, the most power those have, the more corruption we find.
What are some of the simple things that can be done to fight corruption? What can an ordinary citizen do?
Well, it depends. If you're an ordinary citizen, if you see corruption, you have to say a word, to say, no, this is not acceptable. Because at the end of the day, the citizens have a lot of power. And we understand that in corrupt societies, sometimes people are tired and they say, okay, this is it. What can I do? This is how it is in my country. This is how it is in my city. It's been always like that. Everybody tends to think like that. Yes, okay, it might be true, but it's also an excuse that we tell us not to do the right thing. Because doing the right thing is difficult, and fighting for your values is not an easy thing. I mean, it's not only having a set of values, it's also living by them. And sometimes this implies taking some risks and doing things that maybe is not what your comfort zone tells you to do. But if we don't raise our voices against corruption, this illness, I will call it, will never leave us.
What about people working in government? How can they blow the whistle?
It's important for us that first they know that there is this instrument, the United Nations Anti-Corruption Convention, that was signed 10 years ago. And in this convention, it's the first instrument that the world have to fight corruption. And they can use it as a mechanism. There they can find how to fight corruption. And UNDP and UNODC and the UN can be their partner in order to help those countries to put that convention into work in their countries.